Welcome to What's On Your Face, a podcast about beauty, pop culture, and all fun things on the internet. I'm Sade.
And I'm MJ.
Welcome.
Hi, Shah. How are you?
I'm good, MJ. How are you?
I'm good. It's officially autumn in Melbourne. It's so weird. Like Georgina came home the other day and she had a school quiz of what the seasons were, like which months were which seasons. And I had no fucking clue.
I had no idea.
It's all loopy.
I feel like from my time in Japan, I kind of know like it's winter from like December. Well, Australia's weird. Wait.
Yes, exactly. It's flipped. It's reversed.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That would be actually a pretty interesting test for somebody. Yeah. I know Aussie has like your Christmas is like in the summer or is like hot, which is actually quite nice. I've spent many of Christmas time in Australia and it's been fucking gorgeous, mate.
Yeah, because in the States, if you live in the normal states, like most people where it gets cold during Christmas, it's awful. Like people can't go outside because it's so cold. Like people just stay in their house. They go to the mall. They go to the shops. They go to freaking Home Depot and they go home and watch TV. That's all there is to do in the winter.
My cousins in Toronto are always just like, we don't see like, and I was like, what do you guys do in the winter? They're like, what? I was like, don't you go? And they're like, no, you stay in the house. Winter is the most depressing time of year. And I was like, oh yeah, that would make sense because it's so cold and so snowy. And it's like,
It's yuck. Exactly.
Zero interest in that lifestyle.
No, but anyways, what I have interest in
what?
Is what's on your face.
I was just going to segue. What's on your face? So what's on my face is, so Nude Sticks, I can't remember when, I think it was sometimes last year, they launched this thing called Nude Screen, where it's like an SPF 30. I'm obsessed. They have it in three different shades. It doesn't really prime, like it kind of primes, and it gives you like, if you're looking for like that dewy vibe, it gives you that, which I love. And I love that it's SPF 30.
Is it chemical or physical?
It's 100% the chems. It's the chems.
Okay, that's good.
Which is fine. Yeah, and I love that it comes in three different shades and it's quite easy to like shade match with it, I feel, for most people.
Oh, I think you gave me some when
I probably would have.
I
really like it. I really like it. And I love that it's an SPF 30. Like, I feel like they're giving, like 30 is the minimum, which is fine, but I love it. So I'm wearing that. I'm wearing your favorite brand, Tarte.
Oh my God. Republican. Leaning towards the Republican side of the chart. Tarte.
I mean, my husband is a Republican, so I guess it makes sense.
God, we'll talk about that later.
We will talk about that later. So I'm wearing Tarte's Creaseless Concealer, which is really good. I'm also wearing one size's blush. The range is called Cheek Clapper, which I love. And I'm wearing the shade Rich Bitch. Love.
Which shade is that?
It's like a purple pinkish shade. Oh. I had a red one called Firestarter.
Yes, I have that one.
Did I give that to you?
Yes, you did.
Fuck, I want that back.
No, it's good.
It's you gave so me, good.
You gave me that one and then you also gave me the bronzer, which I really love. Yeah. The bronzer is so good. There's like a warm bronzer, a neutral bronzer, and like a cool tone bronzer. And it's really nice and it's very pigmented, but like easily blendable. I highly rate those palettes.
One size is silently like, I don't know how to like where to place it as far as like another brand, but it's really fucking good.
Like, it reminds me of Cover FX.
Huh.
Yeah. So maybe
good old
Tix
is beauty. Good old Tix and RIP Cover FX. RIP fucking P. You know what? I knew Cover FX was good for like their luminizer. Like you could put the luminizer into your foundation and
those
stuff like
droppers.
That.
So 2006. Yeah, the droppers.
It's very like giving vintage YouTube vibes. Mm-hmm. But like one size, like their blush is really good.
The powders are so
their
good.
Their powders are good. And their setting spray is out of control good. And they've just launched a sweat proof, crease proof primer, which I'm so excited to try. And Patrick is from the Philippines, which is in Southeast Asia. So he's just like, I've traveled the world with this and it works in humidity and blah, 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 blah. So I'm very, very, very excited to get my hands on that. But anyways, I'm wearing the blush shade Rich Bitch and I have some Refi brow gel on.
Ooh, a classic.
Yeah. What's on your face, MJ?
So this is a repeat for me and it's the Rose Ink Tinted Foundation.
You're doubling down on that skinny white lady vibe.
Okay,
you're
so
doubling down.
I went down a rabbit hole the other day because I'm running low and I was like, maybe I should get the Chanel water, whatever foundation tint.
I've heard
thing.
About that.
Yes. So I heard that the Chanel one has a really nice cooling sensation. Mm-hmm. That's like really fresh, but the pigment is not as concentrated as the rose ink. Cause you can actually see the pigment like coming out and like
with
spreading
rose ink.
With rose ink. Correct. And I like that the packaging is light and plastic for rose ink. And so I can just like chuck it around. I could bring it with me and it's pretty good. And I don't know, like, I think I'm going to repurchase, which is like the kiss of approval.
Yeah, if you have,
right?
if you use all of it and then you're going back for more, that means like you're hooked. You're locked
because
in.
Because with foundation and like complexion products, it's so hard to get consumers to switch or to try something new because we think that a foundation is tried and tested. If we find something that works, we really don't want to move away from it. Maybe like a diffusion line or like a, you know, secondary SKU. But once someone is hooked, then
that's it. You're a lifer.
Yeah.
So you're going to be like, when Georgina is like, when Georgina's like 14, you're going to be like, use rose ink. And she's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Who is this bitch? This Rosie Huntington. Okay. So I have that on my face. I've been wearing the Fenty conditioning lip oil, the one that you made me buy.
Go the fuck off. So good.
It was very good. And Georgina, she comes into my bathroom in the mornings before we leave for school. And she's like, mommy, can I have a little bit? And I just put like a little dab on her lips. She loves it.
Just aside, isn't it so amazing when you like put a little bit of your product on your daughter and she just like their face lights up and they look in the mirror at themselves and they're like, I've done it. I do the same thing with my daughter and it just it makes my heart explode when I see her face when I put some of my product
on
her.
It's so true. And then she's like, can I have a spray of your Cartier perfume? I'm like, no. I'm like, go away, out the door. Put your shoes
out of my bathroom. Now I need to check my inventory on a regular basis because you're into it.
But like, I think it's great, like as a second aside, that working in beauty, I'm not precious really about any of my beauty. Like if she destroyed my Pat McGrath palette, I'd be like, that's fine, whatever. But of course, when I was younger and my sister would like come for my makeup and she'd like, once I remember she damaged one of my Chanel blushes and I literally didn't talk to her for like
a week.
You
put a hit out on her. Yeah, you put a hit out on her.
I think I might have beat her.
you beat
I pushed
the
her
fuck
down
out
the stairs.
Exactly. You're like, as soon as that bitch comes out of the shower, I'm beating her with a belt when her skin's wet.
Oh God. Okay. To continue what's on my face.
Yes.
A second lip product. Which is crazy. When I was in Singapore, which we'll talk about later, I saw a TikTok of this chick that I follow using the fresh lip treatment, which I usually don't like, but in the shade Cocoa. It's like the equivalent of Fenty Chocolate. It's like a dark brown. Really nice. And I ran out and got it. And it's a beautiful tint and color to the lips, like really easy to use. And then lastly, my last product.
It's not technically a dupe, hey, because it's the price point of those two are
quite
similar.
No. Not a dupe because the Fenty one is obviously like a heat gloss and this one's just like a balm.
But no, there's two chocolates. There's one that's no heat and then there's one that's heat.
What?
Yes, ma'am. See, because I'm on the brown girl team, so I've been on to chocolate for a minute. So there's a regular one and then there's a heat one. So you have the two options, but people want like the heat one became more popular and then people started buying all the other.
I did not know that. I'm going to go on the Sephora website like after this call to order the non-heat one along with the Pat McGrath rose essence because I really want to try it. Okay, wait, let me finish my, let's get to that. The last thing I have is a perfume. It's Cloud by Ariana Grande. And I've decided that it's way better than Baccarat Rouge 540.
Really? So it's giving it's a those, dupe. Is it a dupe?
It's
a good dupe. Oh, wow.
It's better than a dupe because it's better and cheaper. Oh.
I'm now interested. Now, when I think of Ariana Grande Cloud and like just her overall having a fragrance, I'm always just going to equate it to like, is it as good as Britney Spears Midnight? And if it's not, then I don't. What?
I think it's better because it's an actually excellent scent.
Wait a minute.
I said
you're
it,
saying
I said
that
it.
Britney Spears. I just want to be clear with what you're saying. That Britney Spears Midnight and Britney Spears Fantasy is not like an elite fucking fragrance?
No, I agree. I think that Britney Spears fragrances are great and up there with J-Lo's glow.
Don't downgrade Britney to J-Lo.
I love glow. But Ariana Grande, like, she has made an excellent fragrance that is like an elite niche category.
All right, I'll smell it. But I mean, Midnight in Fantasy, when I was 20 and backpacking in Europe, the German guys like that one. I'll just tell you that. I'm just what? They didn't speak English.
Do they wear jorts? Burn. I bet they did.
No, it was nighttime and we would go to the clubs. We'd go to the German clubs. So no, jorts. they weren't wearing jorts. They were wearing jeans. Okay. Jeans.
Okay,
hot, and they also liked hot chocolate in Germany. Anyways, I have kids. I will smell this Ariana Grande cloud. I'm interested. I'm intrigued. Because you can't really, they don't sell it at Sephora, right?
No, but they sell it at Ulta. And I think I got mine at a outlet mall when I was back in New Jersey, as you do.
They sell it, I think, in those, like, you know, like how Singapore is.
Like, it's Marshalls. Like,
it'll be one of those like random shops,
yeah,
like in the middle of like nowhere.
Probably counterfeit, but who cares?
Low key counterfeit vibes. Okay, so yes. I'll go look for that and I'll smell it. I'll take you up on that.
As a quick third aside, when I was in Singapore, by the way, it was so fun hanging out with you. Loved
yes.
it. I basically saw you like 4 days in a row. one of our girlfriends, Gita, was wearing this perfume and I could not get over it. Like, I smelled it. We were going to a bar and I like walk in the door. I'm by myself and I smell it in the hallway. And then I see her ass at the top of the stairs, her like literal ass. And I'm like, oh my God, it smells. It was Perfume de Marly. And the scent name was called Delina. And it smells like a lychee coconut cake. And it was so freaking good. Yes.
And just in general, Gita, I'd be gay for her. She is so... She right? Yeah. She's just like,
I'd be gay for her.
She's a lot. She's just always is very like effortlessly like, hey, what's up, guys? And I'm like, do you know what you're like just swinging around? Do you understand? And she's just like, what are you talking about? Let's just have a good time. She's so fucking gorgeous.
I love
obsessed.
Her. I love
obsessed
her.
With her. All right, beauty news. Beauty news. We'll start at the top. Let's start at the top. I'm excited.
Okay. I'm super excited about this one. Nude Body is a new brand.
Which is by Nude Sticks.
Correct.
Which one is Sophia Richie again?
She's Nicole Richie's little sister, but I don't know if she's also adopted, but she looks a bit more like Lionel Richie. So I think she's blood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Someone's adopted in there. I can't remember.
So she's the new nude beauty director of the body line called Nude Body. She has 8.1 million followers, which she's going to launch the brand to. They're also going to be on Revolve, which I thought was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then another fun fact is that Nude Sticks has their CSOP, which is called Celebrity Stock Option Plan, where they hire or they get influencers to invest in the company in exchange for continued content creation. And so Glamzilla, you know, Stephanie Valentine is an investor. Olivia Ponton, did you know that Mary Phillips, like that celebrity Dior makeup artist, like the one who's doing the Hailey Bieber underpainting trend?
Oh.
She's an investor, and so is Hilary Duff.
Oh, good for Hilary.
Yeah. Good for Nude Sticks.
I love a good bit of Hilary Duff. Yeah, you know what? Jenny Frankel, who's the founder, she is super savvy. She spent a very, very long time in the beauty industry herself, like working with...
She's the mom, right?
She's the mom. So she was like working for MAC before they got bought out. MAC is a Canadian company, so they're based out of Toronto. She was working for MAC. She was working for a few other beauty companies, and she basically spent her whole life hustling and then was just like, I'm just going to dive into my girls and dive into my kids and find out what they like, what they want, what they're talking about, and created a brand pretty much around
and
them.
Monetize and my daughters.
Monetize. I mean, she really, but in the best way. And now, I mean, her girls now have an option where they could either just carry on the family business or they can go off and do something else, which I think one of the siblings has gone off and is doing something else.
Yeah, she's
other
like,
one
I don't want to do this anymore.
But to be fair, like if she were to say, I don't want to fucking do this, and she's like, fuck this, and she goes off for like 2 years and goes into something else, and then it's like, wait a minute. wait a minute, let me go back to my family business. She could easily come back. And what a family business it is to come back. It's not like they like run like a car dealership or something like that. This is a pretty cool, I would think it's a pretty fun business to come back to.
Yeah.
But she's super smart. She's very, very smart.
She's launched a skincare line. She's done the sunscreen launch. So now it's like body care. And so they've decided to enter the Mastige body care, which made me really happy because they're super well priced. It's like a $22 exfoliating butter body wash.
Put it on my booty.
$28 resurfacing body toner, which I think I'm the most interested in.
Put it on my elbows. I want it on my elbows.
Yes, that's going on the elbows and maybe armpits. And then a $38. So this is a really expensive one, actually, because it's getting into like the whey territory. A peptide body cream, which sounds interesting, actually.
You know how I feel about body products. So it's just when I saw this, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. I'm so, 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 so excited about this launch. Especially, I feel like the toner is probably the most exciting because it's literally to my core fundamentals of treating your body the way that you treat your face. So I love this and I cannot wait to get my sticky little fingers all over it.
On Revolve.
It's on Revolve, which I feel like Revolve is maybe trying to make a little like slight bid at the beauty industry and seeing who they can get in.
Like their assortment is probably like if I was a little 22-year-old and I needed to order outfits for going out, I would go on Revolve.
But you got to be 22 with some money because Revolve is not cheap. Oh, yeah. I'll say that. Revolve is fucking expensive, which is why the girls are going to Shein. And it'd be interesting to see what's happened to the stock of Revolve because Shein's just sitting there like, yes, upload more $200 fucking tops so that I can make it for $2. Like, it's ridiculous. I remember being younger and like going on to Revolve and being like, ooh, I want to like look like I'm going to fucking Coachella every day and get like Free People shit. Free People is not free, honey. Free People is $158 for like a top or for it's like a little cardigan.
Yep.
It's not for the faint of coins. You have to go in there having the big girl dollars. So it would be interesting to see like what Revolve is planning on doing within the beauty industry, especially with them like having this. And I'm pretty sure there's another brand that just launched in Revolve and I can't think of it, but I know more and more brands are trying to diversify their platforms that they're selling on out of their D2C, out of Ulta, out of Sephora. Mm. So it'd be interesting to see what Revolve tries to do if they just either just sit there, take brands on and make some money, or if they like actually try to like make like a bid for like beauty shares. Anyways,
stay tuned and we'll find out.
Yeah.
Another thing I wanted to talk about is that filter on Instagram that I sent you.
<My face. laughs>
The Bold Glamour filter.
I love it.
And why this filter is so special. So TikTok actually developed this filter in-house along with another filter called Teenage Look. And like, it's a beautiful filter where it's so realistic. And I did a little deep dive and basically it's not just a face mesh filter, which is kind of what every other filter is. It's like overlaying a look on top of your face. It's actually made with machine learning called GAN, and where every pixel is regenerated and then it references another data set and then it gives you the final look. So someone described it as it's like locking two AIs in a room and having them fight it out where the outcome is super realistic.
It really is. I've made like two TikToks using the filter myself. I like it. And I mean, everything that I like on TikTok, it's always that slippery slope of like, this is so great and so fun. But then you also like run the risk of it like being damaging to like teenage girls and not even proper teenage girls, like preteens, like, you know, that like 8 to 12-year-old range who shouldn't be on TikTok. To be fair, they shouldn't be on TikTok, or if they are on TikTok, they should be on there for like a very limited amount of time. I think it's genius, and I think, you know, a lot of people want to just be on TikTok and talking, and it's a very like face front app where you're like speaking into it directly a lot more than any other app. And so sometimes you don't fucking have makeup on, and you don't want to like have to go and run and like do your face and you can just use this filter. And I see people, at first it was a joke and people were like, oh my God, this is crazy. Look at this filter. And now I see the girls just flat out coming on and being like, hey guys, so today, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, so you're just going to like fully use this filter?
Fully
you're
use not the
gonna
filter.
You're not going to disclose that you're using it. You're just using it now. And just like, this is your everyday. It's very interesting. But I have seen that if you have more like quote unquote masculine features, i.e. a stronger jawline and high cheekbones, it does give drag vibes. It can make you
I get a really strong jaw from it where I just look like I Botox the shit out of my jaw. But it's created a lot of buzz. A Dove campaign came out where it's called Turn Your Back on Bold Glamour. And so that's a bunch of people with the back of their heads. And then there's like a little phone screen and then like Bold Glamour not being able to make your face bold or glamorous.
So Dove is anti bold glamour filter, basically.
Dove is very anti any filter.
Oh, so like Old Mate, not Old Mate, she's gorgeous. What's her name? Huda.
Mm.
She kind of went on a whole tirade like last year being like, enough is enough. Stop snatching my waistline and taking off my pimples. And I mean, she's like, she's so rich. Anyways, I love her and I love her concealers. Anywho, I mean, it's interesting. We'll see what I don't know. I like the filters, but again, it's can be somewhat damaging. But
yeah, we're not like a 14-year-old girl.
I'm I bottle my insecurities in different ways. All right, next on the docket, Estee Lauder just launched their Gen Z brand, Nutritious.
Oh, yeah.
So basically, they've launched a 3-piece skincare collection, and they're just trying to go after the Gen Zs. And it's, you know, nutritious. Apparently, it's like good ingredients. They have a 2-in-1 foam cleanser, which as soon as I see that, I automatically am like, bullshit. And then they have an essence lotion, which is $42. And then a melting soft cream mask and a moisturizer, which is $48.
This is so badly done. Like, that's my hot take, because Estee Lauder, I don't know if you remember, launched the Estee Edit like in 2017 or something with Kendall Jenner.
Kendall. This is
and, Irene
We're thinking
Kim.
The same thing.
Yes. And that was a huge flop. Like, Estee Lauder cannot do cool youth brands. Like, I don't know why they think this is going to be successful. What Gen Z is going to use an essence lotion? Like, come on.
It's 100%. And literally, when I saw this article come out, the first thing I thought was like, so you're trying to do the same thing you did with makeup a few years ago by slapping Kendall Jenner on it and having everybody be like, oh my God, you're like super current and hip. You have Kendall Jenner. Like, most people are like, no, ma'am. Like, they can see straight through this. The same way we saw through Kendall Jenner bringing a Pepsi to a Black Lives Matter rally. And I just feel like all around, it's a no for me.
Anything and Kendall Jenner, I think, is 80% cursed.
She's just, but you know what? Maybe her curse is actually a blessing. She's in the corner, unbothered, no kids, not married to somebody who is talking about Jewish people or getting little kids killed at concerts or habitually cheating on her.
She's just like, doing her own shit.
She's just like, I'm just gonna be over here getting this Nepo money. Well, I don't really know if it's Nepo money, but getting to these model coins.
Definitely is Nepo money.
Is it Nepo money? Because her sister, Nepo money.
She has long legs, but okay.
Yeah, to be fair, she has long legs. She's like, she has the model body type. But yeah, she's just, she may be cursed, but she may also have a blessing because she is literally unbothered by any man or any child.
And likely, I think the Gen Zs will be also unbothered by this new brand from Estee Lauder.
100%. I feel like the Gen Zs, like, unless they're like maybe Alpha Gen, which is like, I think the Alpha generation's maybe 7 by now, unless they're like, have Nutritious, like what's in mommy's bathroom,
and
which
they're
is
boomer,
like,
they're like old millennial mom is like, oh, maybe I'll buy this brand for them at Ulta. Maybe that's
how I can talk to my 6-year-old. That's the only people who are going to be in on it. The Gen Zs are going to be like, fire, burn, get the shit away from me. Like, they're not into it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Lauder. Sorry. Try harder next time. Try again next
time. Try again in 4 years.
Maybe those alpha kids, those alpha gens, then maybe they'll be interested then. Try them. Next on the docket, SVB. So
what is that?
Silicon Valley Bank. So I'm not going to go too hard into this, but basically Silicon Valley Bank was one of the largest banks in the US, and it was the second largest bank closure in like history. So lots of billions of dollars, not necessarily have been lost because the government is bailing them out. But pretty much what happened was they were having some issues with cash and like with interest and with basically getting the returns that they're supposed to get. People started talking about it on Twitter because SVP started like making quick changes about like their portfolio. So they were like, hey, we're going to try to get this much money from this person. They were trying to move money around pretty much. People got spooked and they did what's called a bank run, which because all of these people are involved in like the tech space and they are all banking at the same bank, they're all connected on Twitter and social media.
And they got a spook out from Twitter. That would happen.
Pretty much. It was pretty much a spook from Twitter.
All the tech bros.
This bank, it's Silicon Valley. It's all the tech people go to this bank. This is like the first stop when you are like trying to get a startup going. This is the first place you go. You know, with COVID and everybody being at home and people trying things digitally or everybody doing things digitally, all these new startups started. So they were all getting their funding from SVB, from all of these different VCs there. And then when the bubble ended and people got out of their homes because, you know, COVID is, you know, not necessarily over, but not like it was before. So when that ended by like, what, 2022, end of 2022, things were a bit slow. And then the bank started to try to make some shift, which scared people. Everybody on Twitter started talking about it. And so then everybody started going to the bank and trying to pull their money out. And so when that happened, the government in California stepped in and they shut the bank down to avoid any more bleeding. So how that kind of affects the beauty industry is that not only is it tech bros who were going to Silicon Valley Bank, but it was also beauty startups who were going to Silicon Valley Bank.
No.
And these tech guys were like, yeah, this is great. And when I tell you in my line of work, the amount of like VC people that I've had to meet with and not necessarily entertain, but tell them about the beauty brand that Sephora has launched for them and been like, yeah, this is how it works. This is how we do things. And you just have these like, not tech bros, but these banking guys being like, what the fuck? Like, okay, cool. So it really does reach out quite far, this SVB situation. So brands that are actually already with SVB are brands like Kleinfeld and Herbivore Botanicals, which is actually a quite popular brand. So they were loaners from SVP. They're not necessarily going to be affected by this because the government is going to bail out everybody. But what this would mean, this SVB thing could mean for a lot of other brands, is that it could be harder for them to get funding for new startups. And when you have a lot of people who are like, I have equity in this brand, equity meaning if the brand goes belly up or something happens, like you're kind of, you lose nothing because you just had equity. A lot of brands might stop looking for equity and they might start looking more for people to actually loan them actual cash so that they can, you know, people can get their investments back so that people have more skin in the game, especially with this happening with this bank. So it's been, I actually found that to be quite interesting that how SVB could possibly affect beauty brands. And in general, the big bubble that you were seeing with all these brands coming out and launching has kind of slowed down. I was reading that new beauty deals have been down by like 28% versus last year. But I mean, to the scale of what last year was, I don't know. But the fact that it's down by 28% is quite
That's
big.
That's probably a good thing because we could do with less beauty brands. So I'm all for
Very
it.
Very true. Very true.
Closing. Woohoo.
But I mean, it does suck because a lot of these beauty brands, it was a place where you could go, and SVB, from what I know, have been very supportive. The people who work there were, to be honest, I actually have some friends who worked at SVB, and they were all really close with a lot of these tech bros and a lot of these, you know, different clients that they had, because they weren't your traditional bank. They were, you know, more than that, because they were really supporting people's dreams. So it kind of sucks that it's happened like this. And, it, you know, I know that there's a lot of financial analysts and people who have so many opinions on it. I'm not super well versed. I had like a lovely crash course with my financial husband, who's like knows all about this kind of stuff. And he kind of broke it down for me so I could have a better understanding. But yeah, it definitely will affect a lot of new brands coming out, and it will affect the whole like equity versus like loaning of funds for brands. Yeah. And I think more brands are just going to have to diversify where they are getting their money from. And it's also going to possibly put the pressure on brands to become profitable faster. So before you would have a bit of time before you had to become profitable. But now if people are actually loaning you real cash as opposed to equity.
It's a ticking time bomb.
It's a ticking time bomb. So it'll be really interesting to see what happens with a lot of these small brands that are quote unquote up and coming and, you know, looking to get rounds of funding. It'll be interesting to see how that affects the ecosystem in the beauty world.
Well, good luck to them. I want to talk about two other small brands called Ulta and Sephora. Two teeny weeny brands in the beauty industry.
Tiny little girls that are just making their way around the world. Yeah.
So Ulta reported that its its sales increased fourfold from 2021 to 2022. 100%. And it's just going gangbusters, the beauty industry. I mean, partially due, you know, they're saying, oh, we're heading into the lipstick index again. Inflation's coming, recession's coming. So beauty sales are going to skyrocket. And then I read this quote, which I found interesting. This mom was being interviewed and she says, you know, it just makes me feel better to have my face on for the day, but I feel a little less guilty about doing that if I can say I bought it on the same receipt that I bought my diapers on.
The fuck?
Yeah. So she's saying when she goes into a store, if she can buy like her household grocery items and buy beauty, it makes her feel less guilty than like going to the department store or going to a standalone store and buying beauty, because it's just like, it's like being at Target and you're just throwing some like Kristen S, some, you know, like NYX, and it doesn't feel as bad.
Because it's not just all about her. Because if you go to a department store, it's all about you. But if you're at Target and it's about you and your kids and your husband and like your mother-in-law or whatever, okay, I get that. Like trying to ease the guilt. That's smart.
And so Sephora, who's at Kohl's, they released that 8 million Kohl's customers bought beauty products at Sephora shops last year. And then the department store saw beauty sales jump 90% in the fourth quarter of 2022. And Daddy Bernie, Bernard Arnault.
Hey, Bernie.
Daddy Bernie said that Sephora delivered record profit and sales in the fourth quarter and is really firing on all cylinders in 2023.
Go off, Bernie. Go off. Go off, Daddy Bernie.
I'll clap to that. Sephora generates significant, very significant profits for LVMH. And then he says he won't give us the exact number, but let's say very highly significant.
I think that that lady, whoever made that quote about the diapers, she's right. People do want like different ways of getting their beauty, and beauty is for everybody.
To so sneak I feel like, in the beauty.
Yeah. And they're just like, I'm just going to sneak receipts. In. It's a difference between a $142 bill from Target and a $400 bill from Target. Either way, I'm going to get what I want. But you have the people who it's like, it's mass and, you know, the Kristen S and it's, or like the everyday humans, you know, it's like you're getting all like your fun little like beauty products here and there like, throughout the store. What?
Do you think she's like hiding it from her partner?
100%. Because she's bringing it in. And that white bag with the big red fucking Target on it. And she's just like, yeah, this is just all for the kids. I got to put this in the bathroom really quick. And she's just, of course, she's 100% hiding it.
100%.
But you have her, and then you have the girl who goes to Sephora, and she's always going to go to Sephora, or she's always going to go to Ulta. That's never going to change. And then you have the girl who thought maybe that she left the department stores because she was like, I want to have like freedom to choose and try, and maybe went to a Sephora, went to an Ulta and was like, this is way too many testers, or it's way too loud in here, or I want somebody to tell me what I want and tell me what I need and not like leave me just to fuffle about in a store. And I want to go back to the department store where they're wearing the gloves, they're giving me the service, they're giving me GWP's hand over. Have you been to a department store and gotten a GWP? It's out of control what they're giving away.
No.
So, I mean, I went and I got a YSL perfume and they gave me like a YSL tote, a YSL makeup bag, YSL brushes.
But
and
I think
was like,
that's
is
just
this a fire
Singapore.
Sale?
Like maybe Singapore loves right. their GWPs. Like
they do.
I'm
they
surprised
do
they didn't
it.
Give you like a YSL fry pan to go with your perfume. Is all I have to say.
You know what? I should when I go back, I'm going to be like, where is the frying pan? I know there's one here for me. I know you guys have it. But I think that there is that lady who is like, I don't want to actually discover. I know what I like. I like the lady who treats me nice at my department store. And that's where I'm going to go. So beauty, it makes sense that right now it's all across the board in all of the different channels. And then on top of that, you have the brands who are like, I'm doing my own D2C and I don't need you anymore. So it's like, it's really kind of chaotic and everybody everywhere. What's that movie? Everything Everywhere All at Once. That's what's happening within the beauty industry. And it's really, really interesting to see once kind of not the dust settles. Well, it'll be interesting to see if A, the dust settles, or B, if it just keeps being this crazy, crazy thing, like out of COVID, and, you know, seeing what happens.
Let's see. The last item of beauty news is probably the one that makes me the most excited because I love a mall brand resurgence. Like, you know me, I love my mall brands. And Claire's a favorite.
Makes your ears turn green. But that's
okay. They just opened a high-end next-gen store on, I'm not going to say the street name, but it's the main shopping street in Paris. And they have named a new creative director who is Nicola Formichetti. And they used to be the creative director in Diesel and Mugler, which is like big leagues. Big leagues. And they've done a rebranding. Their stores look really freaking cool. They've come up with like new campaigns. So after Claire's filed for bankruptcy in 2018, they closed like a bunch of stores, but now it's back stronger than ever. Revenue grew more than 50% between 2021 and 2022. They pulled out of malls and they're opening, you know, their own stores. And it's a $1.4 billion business.
I can see it. You know what's so interesting?
I love it.
And you know, you and I were like, I think we're a year apart. But I think what we
had. Yeah, you're older.
Yes, I'm fine with that. I'm not ashamed of being 30. I'm 35, everybody. I'm not ashamed of that. Good luck to you, 34. And you're going to be sad next year when you turn 35. You know, but us, we had something that I'm not sure our girls will get. And I literally saw something about it on TikTok and it like struck me. Like we had Charlotte Rue. We had Wave. We had
Wet and Wild.
Wet and Wild. We had Delilah. We had Delia's. We had all of these like teen brands that were not for adult women. They weren't for babies, but they were for that preteen, I might shoplift it era. Do you know what I mean?
I might shoplift it.
That's where you had like the lip smackers and you had, you remember those perfumes that were like Emotions or whatever? And it was like happy scent. Like you had that and they don't really have that anymore. Not only in like beauty, but also in fashion. There's not a lot of juniors like clothing stores for like young, and maybe I'm not seeing it, but they don't have that. So Claire's literally embodied like your, you know, anywhere between 7 to, you know, 13, and you're like a girl and you just want to feel girly. And when I've walked by a Claire's when I was in the US with my daughter, she was like, what's that?
Exactly.
And I was like, oh, that's Claire's. And I was like, oh, you don't know what Claire's is because like you've never seen that before.
Like so, I would shop at Claire's. So after their rebranding, I will definitely shop at Claire's because
you should.
The creative director said something really interesting. She was like, or I don't know if it's a she or a he actually,
Nicola
but
from
maybe, okay. Anyway, they jumped from Mugler to Diesel because they didn't want to work for an ultra luxury brand because they thought that it's much more interesting when you don't have so many frameworks or guardrails holding you back. And with Claire, it's like you can go as far as the eye can see. You have just so much creative freedom. And I feel like having something from Claire's, even as like an adult, is going to be like a wink, kind of like, I know what's up.
Yeah, it could be. Because it's very like the stuff that, what's that one store in Singapore? Bimba Ilola.
It's one of my favorite stores.
I know it is. I don't get it, but I know that you really like it. And some of the jewelry that was in there, I was looking at it and you were like, oh my gosh, guys, this is so cute. I was like, that looks like it's the cute. That looks like something my daughter would make at school. And you're like, isn't it so cute? And I was like, If you like it, I love it. If you like it, I love it was kind of what I said when I left.
Totally.
And so I can see you being into like stuff from clothes because it is that. And it is very like cutesy and girly. And I like you of all people, I could see you wearing something like cutesy and girly, but then like pairing that with something like dark and like, gothy twisted or something. Yeah, that's like your, that's 100% your vibes. But this will be interesting to see what they do, and if it like it could become like the next, you know, new big thing on social media where everybody's, you know, buying stuff from Claire's, and then you have all these millennial and Gen X moms being like, "What the fuck? This is like my
It's going to be like that Bama rush where all the girls are doing like fit checks and OOTDs and everyone's going to have things from Claire's. It will be. It will be. So, Sade, can you tell me what you're obsessed with this week?
Things we're obsessed with.
I'm really excited about this. I'm excited about port wine. And I know that's like might be so like...
Are you 50?
I am.
From Connecticut?
It's fucking good. You know what? Get yourself a bottle of port wine, bitch. And
no,
you tell
you.
Me it's so yummy.
Do you like dessert wine?
You know what? I used to really be into reasons when I first started drinking wine. And now I've been like, yuck. And I'm like, I prefer to have something a bit sharper and, you know, like has all kinds of different notes, not so sweet. But when I tried a port wine at my girlfriend's house at like 4 a.m. when we were having massive D&Ms, I was like, this is so yummy. And so I bought a bottle, and now my husband's just sitting up watching me on the couch being like, wow.
You're getting faced off of port wine.
Oh, pretty much.
I love that. I love that for you.
What are you obsessed with?
So when I was back in Singapore, I got my hair cut by my favorite hairstylist. Shout out to Ken, who does the short choppy bobs. And I didn't get a keratin treatment because I'm in between treatments. I only get them twice a year. But I've been obsessed with preserving my keratin treatment. And so I use this brand called Goldwell, their Goldwell line, Keras Silk line. And it's a shampoo, conditioner, and intensive mask that just kind of preserves the keratin and makes your hair really soft and smooth. And it really works.
Ooh, it sounds exciting. I mean, I don't know if I could use it. You love your like hair treatments. That's
yes,
your
because
vibe.
Your hair is your head suit. Never forget that.
It is.
From
I love it.
Yes, yes.
Well, guys, this has been actually, I'm really excited about this episode. Thank you for listening. If you like what you are hearing, follow us on TikTok and Instagram. And also, if you really like what you're hearing, please give us 5 stars. We're available on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and wherever podcasts are sold. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.